Have we got a story to tell you? You're never going to believe all the strange things happening around here. One thing after another, and it just keeps getting more unbelievable. I mean...
Hey, whoa, hold on there.
Oh, wait, I guess we should introduce ourselves.
Yes, slow down. Sorry, let's start over.
My name is Taylor, and this is James. We are from this town called Bethlehem.
Our family runs an inn right outside town. I help the family business, and just like any other kid, I have super fun chores to do around here.
Things are usually calm here, well, as calm as you can get living in an inn. There are always extra people in the house and a stable full of animals to take care of.
Don't get me wrong, we usually have travelers coming through, and my dad always has something for us to do. But lately, it's been insane. People are coming from everywhere. The whole town is packed.
We don't have any room left in the inn. There are more animals to take care of than I've ever seen.
You don't believe us? Come on, we'll show you.
Thank you.
place.
There are so many visitors here that there aren't any rooms left in the whole town.
Or at least that's what we've heard. Mm-hmm. We kind of try to stay behind the scenes so we can watch and hear what's going on.
And there's a lot going on.
Listen, I'm ready to go back home. Why do we have to travel so far?
Remember, Caesar called for a census, so we had to travel with our whole family to Bethlehem.
A census? What's that?
Everyone in the country has to return to their family's homeland to be counted and pay taxes.
Whoa, no wonder so many people are around here. But I'm so tired of walking. When will it be over? Are we there yet?
Come on, let's go find a place to sleep for the night and get some rest.
So that census is why all these people are here.
This afternoon, I even saw a man and his pregnant wife in town.
They came to the inn for a place to stay, but we didn't have any room left.
So I showed them to the stable where they could at least stay warm.
You did what? That's no place for a pregnant woman. That's where the animals are.
But there was no place left, and at least it's warm and dry, right? Come on, I'll show you.
Shh! Stay back. We don't want to disturb them.
How are you doing all right, Mary?
Let's just make this as comfortable as we can.
There was no place left inside, but they said we can stay here for tonight so that we'd at least be protected.
That was very kind of the innkeeper. There doesn't seem to be much room left anywhere, especially in here.
Do you think it's almost time?
Only God knows, but I sure hope so. Come, little baby. The world has been waiting a long time for you.
Do you think it really could be?
Could be what?
The baby, that the prophecy we've been told our whole life could come true here?
You mean, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given? I don't know, but I do know there are unexplainable things happening. Did you see the shepherds?
Of course I saw shepherds. They're everywhere. We live surrounded by fields.
I meant the shepherds that came here tonight.
What? Shepherds here? Shepherds are dirty, stinky, and not usually in town. Are you sure you weren't dreaming?
I don't know. Sure feels like it. They were talking about a bright light and singing and...
Seriously, I think I need to see this one for myself.
I'm still amazed. Don't be afraid, they said.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Why would angels come to us?
Angels! Wow, angels!
Where should we go? What did they say again?
Do not be afraid. I don't know how that was possible.
Do not be afraid. I bring good tidings of great joy.
A baby has been born this night, and he is Christ, the King.
How cool is that?
The prophecies are being fulfilled.
Why would angels come to us?
Yeah, we're just shepherds. It's going to be hard for anyone to believe us.
It's going to be even harder for us not to tell everyone we meet about this incredible thing.
Well, first, let's go and see what the angels told us.
Let's go and see. Find the star, the light of the world, the baby.
A baby, wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger.
A king, our Savior, he is here!
Born to be the Savior Christ. There
happening. The prophecy is coming true.
I wasn't dreaming after all.
We have been taught our whole lives that the Messiah is coming. A Savior is coming to save his people.
But as a baby? Here in Bethlehem?
I never would have guessed that God's plan would start here in Bethlehem, in our guest room.
And that young couple, they seem so ordinary, so young and quiet.
Let's hurry so that we can see them before the shepherds get there.
Joseph, he's here. He's actually here.
Yes, the angel was right. You were to give birth to a son, and we are to name him Jesus.
Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, light of the world.
God is with us. This baby is the Son of God.
In a moment, everything changed. On a silent night came the promised child. In a stable, so humble and poor. Unto us is born, Savior of the world. Love came down, hope was found, a star in the sky. The angels cried, glory, light broke through the darkest night. Hope is alive, hope is alive, 'cause love came down, love came down.
In a moment, peace broke out.
Shepherds.
This is all so unusual.
I told you strange things were happening around here.
And did you see that bright light?
You mean that star above us that only seems to get brighter and brighter?
Yes! I've never seen anything like it. How could anyone miss it?
And did you hear Mary call the baby the light of the world? I wonder if that star is a symbol.
I overheard the shepherds say that light was how they knew where to find the baby in the manger. Emmanuel!
Jesus, the Son of God. God is with us. He is here.
But he's just a baby, and he was born in a manger, here in Bethlehem.
Would God actually come to such a little town as Bethlehem?
To such a young girl?
And have his first visitors be lowly, stinky shepherds?
With only a star to announce his birth?
All these strange, unusual things.
But when they're all put together, they create such a beautiful picture.
A picture of how beautiful and big our loving our God is.
We thought we were just staying in the background this whole time. Just watching behind the scenes.
But we're actually part of this story.
Now we see that God put all the pieces together to show us his amazing love.
He came as a promise to us.
Taylor, this changes everything. God is here.
He's born to save us.
And now we can't help but tell the world of his great love.
Bye.
So that's it for the program. I just wanted to raise my hands at the end there and just say thank you, Jesus, because I about left this place. So thank you, teachers, parents, families, for how you've trained these kids up and taught them these songs. It was such a blessing to direct them, but it's the teachers and parents that did the hard work getting them here to Sunday school and being faithful to the meeting. So just wanted to thank you all for being here and just bless Christmas.
Wow. You guys did it. And then some. Praise God. And I'll tell you, that was awesome. Awesome. And you know, it just hit me so sweetly how, you know, I came in here pretty full. But I'll tell you, you just expanded my heart. You expanded my heart. Praise God in everybody's heart in here. If this didn't excite you and truly light you up, I don't know. But we do have an altar here. Maybe you can get after it, you know. So, but I'm thankful to Jesus, each and every one of these young people. And, you know, as pastor, I get such a privilege. And one of the greatest joys I have every Sunday morning when I come in, and I just thank the Lord to have the opportunity to go to every classroom and see these children every morning on a Sunday. And if you ever want any inspiration as a pastor, as anybody to ever give the Word of God, go in and see children receiving the Word of God. That gives me every bit of energy, every bit of spiritual encouragement, anything and everything I was lacking before I got into this building. I'll tell you what, watching those teachers pour out this wondrous truth of Jesus in with these children, it's marvelous. But the best part tonight, truly, it was real. And it's real in these young people. And I know, I just as they sang with all their heart, soul, and might, I was, Ryan, I'll tell you what, man, you got it out of them. Praise be to God. And these are little powerhouses. And I always remember Brother Hill, he'd always say, if there's any hope, if there's any hope or any future in this world, we saw it tonight. It's what it is. It's these kids and Jesus. Is Jesus in these kids and growing up to be young men and women that love the Lord. And we thank God. Thank you for being here. And what a precious time we've had tonight. And I did want to make sure that, you know, in thanking the Lord for his vessels, God so gracious us. And